morning, good moed. We continue with our series, Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel Ben Meir, Yechiel Mechel, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today I'd like to look at Shmuel Bet, Perek, Tess. And actually, today I'd like to actually talk about an ancillary issue, and that is whether one should study history from Navi. Now, indeed, it's not the thought I'd like to express today. It's not my own, but rather the result and the coda that was attached by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, to a debate that took place between two great individuals in the realm of Torah Mesorah. Apparently, there was a major debate that took place between Rav Shlomo Rotenberg, who was involved in the issue of the study of history, and he was very, very fond and insisted that in Torah Mesorah schools, history, and particularly Jewish history, be continuously studied. Even secular history needed to be studied. And Rabbi Joe Elias, who felt that there needed to be a little bit less focus on history in the context of a Jewish education. And so Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was called upon to comment and used our parak as a backdrop to his comments on the issue. On the one hand, Rabbi Rotenberg, who had happened to have written a wonderful work on history, according to Rav Yaakov, he felt that it was a very, very important issue to study history. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, listen, in his opinion, Nevi'im Arishonim is all about the study of history. Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Shoftim, Sefer Malachim, it's all history. But when those who wanted to argue in the favor of studying history and spending a lot of time on Jewish history, like Rabbi Rotenberg, argued that it was based on a pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Zechor Yemos Olam, to remember the days of old, and they felt that it was a mitzvah saseh, Rabbi Yaakov said, I think that's a little too much to argue. Why? Because that pasuk, Zechor Yemos Olam, is there to teach you that all the early days of history are there to parallel and teach us Mitzias Chevel Hashem, the understanding that all that happened prior to the finding of Am Yisrael and the founding of a nation, really there were hints already and backdrops already to be a message to Am Yisrael. And that's not usually the way we study history. And so therefore he said, if that's your argument, then there is no mitzvah asay in that regard. Not only that, Rabbi Elias held on the other side of the argument that in order to write Jewish history and to write world history, you have to be a Navi. And here Rav Yaakov said, I agree with that thought as well. Whereas on the one hand, Rav Yaakov was saying it's important to study world history and it's important to spend time on it. I can't believe that it's a mitzvah saseh. And yet at the same time, those who do need to be Nevi'im. And his raya, his proof to his argument, is the understanding of what goes on between Tziva and Mephibosheth. If we will see later that Tziva and Mephibosheth will get into an argument and will wind up in front of David HaMelech and Perek Yates about dividing a particular field. And God is going to respond to David HaMelech in this regard. As the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Nivav says, listen, you are going to split the field between Mephibosheth and his slave Tziva. You'll see, I'm going to split the Malucha from you as a result. And sure enough, after David HaMelech and Shlomo, Rechavam ben Shlomo and Yeravam ben Nevat wind up splitting the Malucha and the Jewish people split apart. Now, Rav Yaakov says, how did that happen? How are we to understand it? And so Rav Yaakov says, everything begins in our perek, this short perek test, runs into perek yud, which we're going to see tomorrow, and carries itself to chet, the sin of David and Bathsheba, which we will talk about over Shabbos. It's all one long tahalich, one long process, and you have to be a Navi to see it that way. Why? Because at the beginning of the process, what happened? David HaMelech, in our parak today, asks Ziba, does he know of any certain descendant of Shaul HaMelech? Now, Ziba assumed that David HaMelech was worried that if there would be any remnant of Shaul HaMelech's home, that perhaps that person was going to rebel against David. And for that he said lashon hara about Mephibosheth, saying that he was lo davar, he was insignificant, nothing to worry about. He doesn't know anything. He was intellectually challenged, and sure enough, David takes him out milo davar. He finds out he was malei davar. Says the Gemara, he was quite the Talmud Chacham. In fact, he became David HaMelech's leader and Rebbe in regard to the understanding of many many halachos. So the truth of the matter is that David HaMelech should never have trusted Ziba again thereafter, because he saw that he was a Baal Lashon Hara. He doesn't do that. Instead, it leads to all sorts of the falling of the dominoes of the next number of Prakim, which ultimately leads to a rebellion of Shalom, and then thereafter to the split of the Melucha. And so we see, says Rav Yaakov, you need to be a Navi. Only a Navi would have bothered to realize the simple conversation that David has with Ziba can lead to all sorts of challenges, and ultimately his sin with Bathsheba, and ultimately his rebellion with Avshalom, and all the great issues that came up in history. You have to understand, history sometimes makes itself out of small details. Still, he goes on to point out in this wonderful response at the symposium of Torah Masorah that when one studies history, one needs to have to focus from two perspectives. Perspective number one is that when you study history, and you study Jewish history in particular, it is critically important to understand that there's Yerides Hadoros, that if one simply wants to study that which one sees in Tanakh or learns from earlier generations with a lens of modern times, one's going to become a heretic, and that's not a healthy way of going ahead and proceeding. And certainly we see that that debate has risen many, many times. Can we fault the Avos and others in history for their Averos? The answer of Yaakov says is we have to be very careful in doing so. Fault them for things that they did, not for things you've decided that they've done. At the same time, he says, when we study history, it is also incumbent upon us to understand that the point of history is to teach us that everything that goes on in the world is a message to us, that whatever happens to anywhere, any place, any part of world history is a message to us, for us to wake up and recognize the hand of Hashem and do tshuva to become close to Hashem, return to Him in the process. If we get both of those lessons, then we will be able to study history and we'll be able to become something wonderful. As he ends off his talk, he says, there are two basic ideas, Yaakov Chevel Nachlaso, and also Im Arishonun Kimalachim Anu Kimnei Adam. That's the way that things work, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. We will be able to understand that we keep shrinking when we get further away from Har Sinai until we get saved from the world. And it's important to us to understand who we are and where we are so that we never lose that kesher, we never lose that tie to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that one day we'll be able to come back to the greatness and be able to experience it firsthand, uphand, and be able to go ahead and grow closer to Hashem in the process. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.